I think it is very important that in such debates we're guided by principles and don't propose things which have no chance of being realized and which might even have a counterproductive effect. In this case, I think Hungary and particularly the Prime Minister Orbán and his party have recently proposed a number of things and have employed a rhetoric which really deserves criticism. But to then propose to kick the country out as if something that has never been done before in the history of the EU can just be employed without any reference to guidelines, strict standards, procedures, is not very serious politics. I think one has to criticize Hungary, especially its prime minister. One has to see that he poses a danger to liberal democracy in Europe, but one has to do so in a smart and politically effective way, and this is not one.
There might be policies that you can criticize in Hungary at the moment, but in a sense, is it actually needed to maintain the cohesion of the whole EU? Because the open door policy, whilst it looked very, very nice and welcoming, actually has really been rowed back on, even though no one has openly said that they're not really quite such an open door as it appeared last year.
Well, it's important that on the issue of refugees, it is not the idea of border control that is wrong. Everybody has been always in favor of controlling borders, including the German Chancellor Angela Merkel. The question is how you achieve it. Can you achieve controlling borders in accordance with the principles of the Refugee Convention, which includes offering people who arrive in Europe a chance for an asylum procedure? This is the core of the EU-Turkey agreement, which has brought the numbers crossing in the Aegean from 115,000 in the first 2 months of the year to 3,000 in the summer months. Now, this was a proposal by Angela Merkel, and it worked. The real dispute with Viktor Orban is not whether you control borders. Everybody's for this. But whether the rhetoric that sees refugees as an invading army, that accuses Brussels, as he has done in a speech on the Hungarian National Day, of treason, wanting to destroy nation states by implanting foreigners, this kind of rhetoric we only know from the far right, Geert Wilders, Le Pen, the Austrian Freedom Party. And this is what really should be criticized. And the most effective way would be to expel Viktor Orban's party from the European People's Party, because many of the people he's criticizing, he is in fact in alliance with across Europe. So this would be a political sanction, a sign, an effective thing that could be done.
Has Hungary actually been useful in terms of building that fence, for instance, in allowing Angela Merkel and the other more open countries to continue and not to have collapsed under the weight of the huge influx of refugees which came in 2015 and early in 2016?
No. When Hungary started building the fence, remember, it was September. The largest number of people came after the Hungarian fence was finished, because they actually moved around Hungary. And then even recently, Hungary continued to let those people who reached its territory travel on to Austria. I mean, these are subjects now currently being discussed between Austria and the Hungarian government. What Viktor Orban has really proposed was to build a fence north of Greece. And what is problematic there is the idea that you solve a refugee problem by basically closing off a member state, whose only fault here is its geography. The only measure that actually reduced the number of refugees reaching the European Union, and that means Greece, was the agreement that the Dutch presidency and Angela Merkel reached with Turkey. And this agreement and Angela Merkel's diplomacy continues to be presented by Viktor Orban as too soft. And in fact, it's been the measure that worked.